Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report, and we have Gary Richard Arnold here. And Gary sent me some latest information, the conspiracy 2018, the players. I think you're going to send it over to my Gmail account yet. I don't see it over there. But we may be able to do a kind of a simulcast afterward where I put up the pictures. Sometimes the pictures and charts tell us thousands, you know, ideas that you can't convey just with the dialogue. So tell us what are the main issues today, because you see the media scrambling. Yesterday on CNN and MSNBC there were over 250 words. The word was impeachment. And, yeah, I can hear an echo, so your microphone must be open, your speakers must be open. So what we're seeing right now, Gary, is a frenzy where there's a lot of smoke but no fire, and New York legal system is trying to go after Trump's foundation. And this is pure insanity. If they did succeed in impeachment, as Roger Stone talked about, it would be, number one, economic collapse. Number two, the Democrats would result in the number of states starting to secede from the Union in the next 2 years. And we would see, firstly, they're not going to be able to impeach Trump, but they're able to try to see if they can paralyze him. By blocking and getting rid of all the investigations that they managed to take over the House and not the Senate. And what I see happening is it will guarantee 2020 that we'll get a massive surge of not only independents, but also of Trump supporters, people like Keisha Rogers, and the Democratic Party will be thoroughly and completely destroyed. That's where I see this going.
Well, I think if they get that far, the parties won't make any difference. It'll be a one-party martial law. And this is why Paul Ryan hasn't resigned. He's sitting there. Of course, he's third in place to be the president of the United States. And we've got to remember that he was Mitt Romney's vice presidential choice. And of course, Mitt's father, George Romney, was crucial. He worked with Rockefeller to totally kill Goldwater's campaign in '64. It was supposed to be, according to their plans, just like recently it was, the multinationals were planning on putting Hillary in there. The same thing happened in 1964 when the Republicans gave California to Barry Goldwater, and that killed the nomination for Nelson Rockefeller. So he brought out George Romney, who was the governor of Michigan, and George Romney, I think we talked about it maybe 6 or 8 months ago, there was an outfit called the Council on World Tensions, and it included, Charles Percy and a lot of people in the Midwest, and that included George Romney. It was made up mostly of members of the Council on Foreign Relations. But we've got the same coup. In fact, when JFK got assassinated, that very same day, Nelson Rockefeller and his buddies put together an outfit called the Ripon Society, R-I-P-O-N, and you guys think you call it the Ripoff Society. But
yeah, that's funny. Sounds fanatically close, doesn't it?
Very much, and it exists today. And I encourage every one of your listeners to just look up Ripon Society, both look up the Wikipedia and also look up, go to their site itself. And they can get the real story if they go to news-expose.org and get the background on it. But this group are the multinationals, the people pushing for global government, and it names every one of the Republicans in both the United States Senate and in Congress that are deep enough and secure enough to feel that they can join that society without any negative effect, mostly because, you know, we people out here are ignorant. We don't know these organizations exist. We don't know who belongs to them. And we get into the stupidest fight, you know, the food fight with the Democrats and Republicans back and forth, but we never choose the candidates who's going to represent the party. So we allow the newspapers and all the nonprofits and everything to pick, you know, the who's going to be in the puppet show, the Punch and Judy show, instead of selecting, you know, candidates that are going to represent us.
Right. So what's happening here in California, for example? We have a number of Democrats that don't like Gavin Newsom, and I've heard there's a lot of people that want to see him, but he's still the lead candidate, and this guy is legally and administratively insane, just like, you know, Governor Brown. And where do you see this going? Because I think it's going to be not just a food fight. This is going to get vicious. They have a law they passed a few months ago where in 2022, that's 4 years from now, they're going to limit everybody's 55 gallons of water. They've already closed down where even water well drilling is actually illegal in a number of counties in California. And then we have plenty of snowpack, although they haven't managed the forest properly to get rid of the duft and have back roads so they can actually get firefighters up there to build the fire breaks. Everything's mismanaged in the state. It's an insane place. I call them in California the state of insanity.
Be from Morgan City to Morgan Hill to King City, and King City's, you know, right in the heart of the you know, central coastal valley there. And I see sprinklers. I took a friend along with me the other day, and in the mid, you know, August sun, you got sprinklers turned on as far as you can see, knowing that, you know, 15-20% of it's just going up in the air, being evaporated.
Right.
And or, you know, in little Santa Cruz and these little coastal cities, I mean, if you flush your toilet, you're going to be fined. You know, if you got a geranium out in front and you know, put more than a cup of water in there, you've got a $10,000 a day fine. And what they're doing is they're tightening up totally, while the lobbyists, it's, you know, the big farmers, it's almost like Animal Farm. I think it was the farmers, right, that allied with the pigs or whatever. And you look at their donations, like Driscoll up here and some of those big ones, you know, constant donors to Leon Panetta, and then a number of Republicans, again, that belong to the Ripon Society, the Daryl Issas and the Ken Calverts and the guy that Ryan wants, Kevin McCarthy, to replace him. And these guys are, none of these guys are our friends. And the Republicans, unfortunately, because they listen to talk radio, you know, they're told by, you know, Rush Limbaugh and the rest of them, you know, you got to put Republicans in there. They won't go the extra step and refine it and say, you know, if a guy's a member of the Ripon Society, he's a multinational, and he's out to destroy our Constitution and your individual rights. You're now to be part of the village.
Right. Well, you also have another article you sent me here that talks about the owner of Good Times, Dan Pulcrano. What's the story there? Because what people should understand, you call it the names of specific individuals. The Ripon Society, basically, you mentioned also a thing called Panetta Stan. I think that's funny.
Yeah.
And some of these other people are involved. You know, I even saw Panetta making comments about what's going on lately with Trump. This guy is an operator, isn't he?
Man, he's, you know, especially because of his involvement with the espionage agents and sending them military and policy information He's connected to Hugh DeLacy, who was an enforcer for the Communist Party, and it's in the papers of the state of Washington, the state of California, with a Democratic majority. Jack Kenney was the part of the Senate Subcommittee on Un-American Activities here. He was known as an enforcer, in fact, threatening a state legislator up in the state of Washington and said, "We made you and we'll break you," you know, because she wanted to quit the Communist Party. He was very active. In fact, he was crucial in Leon Panetta's gaining his congressional seat back in the 70s here. And Leon Panetta praises communists both in the congressional record. He attended a meeting here supporting him, actually calling him and his wife comrade, a proclamation that you can find on my website.
Wow.
And then when the communist traitor died, and he was crucial in pushing China to Mao. So, you know, the ultimate millions of dead are on these guys' hands. And it was Leon Panetta that went to this guy's funeral, even.
But wow. Keep that thought. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Some dots here. You mentioned a lady by the name of Georgia. She does a show on Wednesday and Friday, 2 hours from I think 2 to 4 Pacific time. So she's actually on right now. And you mentioned that she actually is being attacked by this these various parties. So you mentioned some names here because you've got a couple of connections here, and the same thing's going across the country and in other countries around the world, that the globalists are actually operating through various foundations and agencies to actually push forward their agenda, which is total control of water, electricity, where populations can actually rebuild after fires, for example, like in Northern California. It's getting worse and worse by the month and by the year, isn't it?
This is it. This is the rolling out. I don't think we have too much time. People need to do what the socialists did 150 years ago, and at the very least, start a Friday night or Thursday night or whatever day they pick and start showing some of these documentaries that have been banned, and also create a book club out of it. And after you've gone through a couple of those, create a strategy to go after the tentacles of these, because they're in your town. I mean, every place I go, they're pushing up. It's being done through the church.
We talked about this with Deborah Tavares, called the COGS, and you mentioned it too, right? What does COGS stand for? What are COGS?
These Council of Governments are sitting in reserve as to be the headquarters of the military or martial law that's coming. And all these local governments and all these little people that are screaming about so-called environment and global warming really have, that's a cover for moving authority away from local jurisdictions, because they say, if it's hot, heat doesn't have borders, it goes across jurisdictions. So under that guise, they're pushing all their authority to these COGS, and they're financed. They're heavily financed through the UN, actually our State Department and other stuff. I wish Trump had some better advisors. There's more things he can cut off, but he's done more than any other president so far. And I think you look at how they're burning all his support, whether it was Duncan Hunter or, you know, anybody else on so-called election violations. I mean, you can't run a campaign without a violation. They're so convoluted. And
well, yeah, and he's using the money to travel to actually do the campaign. So, you know.
And they talk about in-kind donations. Well, yeah, that's what every, you know, tax-exempt foundation is across this country, from the Ford Foundation to Carnegie to Packard to Bennett. All these foundations are working 365 days a year. They have interns inside of your supervisor's offices over here in Monterey, which is, you know, Pinellas County. The chairman of the board, his name is Louis Liejo. He initially received an Unruh Foundation grant. They sent him to Harvard. He came back from Harvard. He set up the Brown Berets. He became a city councilman, then a state legislator, and now, after he's been turned out, he's the chairman of the board of Monterey County. This is all UN stuff. One of the other people on the board worked for Gary Patton's Land Watch. Gary Patton was an advocate for Maurice, whatever his name is, that the communist that took over Grenada for a short time. And anyway, he was given money from the Packard Foundation called Land Watch. And again, under the guise of ecology and global warming, they pressured all these dopey city council people and county boards of supervisors and every other agency there is, to accept and rubber stamp laws, that come in, claiming they're going to help cure all of this stuff. And that's why around the world they're making, non-belief in man-made global warming a crime. Literally, they're doing that.
Yeah, and actually, they're saying that if you, and this is a liberalization of our universities, if you disagree with them, you're an idiot. When in fact, they're the idiots, and they're pushing pseudoscience, and they actually make it not a discussable thing based on actual evidence.
Well, I don't know if it's YouTube or Facebook, but one of those, if you mention global warming, you're, I mean, if you oppose it, they'll label a warning right over your. Right over your piece. So that's how important, you know, their lies are. That's why they have to have censorship, because thinking people can, you know, can figure it out. And those are the ones we're after. It's not the masses. And it's always been 1-3% that have an effect in any country ultimately. But our side needs to get active and brave and informed. And unless they do it, we're going to see some sorry consequences that will be very, very painful and likely deadly.
Well, I think that what I see coming is mismanagement of everything, including the economy, so that within the next 5 to 7, 8 years, we're going to see a crash in the world economy. I also see a crash in the ecology, because we're allowing Fukushima Daiichi and post geriatric nuclear reactor to destroy the ozone layer, and the magnetic field of the Earth is weakening because we're about to have what's called a lithospheric disjunction. That's why we're getting a surge of methane and methane hydrates from all over the world into the atmosphere. So we're seeing real global warming, but we're seeing it caused by natural events that are amplified by government policy, which is saying, hey, it's mankind that's causing this, and it's not. It's a natural event that happens every 750,000 years. And the fact is, we're about to see this global. That's why we're seeing all these earthquakes all over the place, and the destruction of the.
What was it? Trying to think. Mm-hmm. The author that did. He worked with Clancy and some other people, but he died early, and he's the same guy that wrote Jurassic Park, and he uses
right.
And one of his last books, he showed how they were, you know, creating. An earthquake with the volcanic stuff in the ocean in the South Pacific, and it was deliberate, but it was based on, you know, science. And of course the book was, you know, panned, and he was called an extremist and everything else because it went against their plans. But that's why I like Deborah Tavares. She'll say stuff that makes us all uncomfortable and we all want to leave the room, but she's very important because she's the one that's recognizing that, you know, we got dead canaries all over the place, and things are being done, and they can be scientifically proven that the ability is there, and many times you can see, you can take that ability all the way to the event itself. So, while...
The ability to do what? To cause global warming, you mean, or to cause climate change?
Climate change, you know, waves, direct hurricanes,
like blast accelerators.
On Q. And, of course, you know the science has been around there for half a century, so.
Yeah, at least that. It's going back to the 1940s, almost three-quarters of a century.
And so it's, with their plasma and reflections and all the other type of stuff, they're so far ahead of us.
I'll give you specifics.
On, really. And
let me go through the specifics so people can get a checklist. Number one. The magnetic field is weakening, and we're having methane hydrates released because we're about to see a slip of the crust on the Earth or the lithosphere on the mantle. So there's methane hydrates. Number two, we have nuclear reactors and post-geriatric reactors like Fukushima Daiichi are releasing radiation, radiotoxin, destroying the ozone layer. We're getting increased ultraviolet light, cosmic radiation, X-rays, and they've inserted nanoparticle, thorium, strontium, barium, and aluminum in the upper atmosphere that are fire accelerants. Add all this together, and you're in trouble.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
What I see happening here is the globalists, and they're in both the left and the right, are quickly moving. Even during the times when Trump is in office right now, the last year and a half, soon to be 2 years. And Trump needs to move pretty quickly to kind of silence the Rosenstein and get this Mueller gate off his back. He needs to also start moving to start delicensing media, which, by the way, 43% of the public supports. Support for Trump is actually saying, hey, let's start sanctioning the media, magazines like Jeff Bezos, Washington Post, and CNN and MSNBC, which are basically doing a soft coup. These other people are persecuting even broadcasters like David and Silk, the Black Ladies, that are wonderful, and even people who run businesses where they just want to grab your stuff on, say, Facebook. What's happening here is there's a rapid move by the globalists to kind of lunge forward for power. If they can get away with it, which they're not, I don't think, impeach Trump, basically everything will not only go back to where it was, it's going to completely collapse. The economy will collapse, we'll have civil war, we'll have secession of states, it'll be absolutely nuts. And I think the people that are voting against Trump should realize that this isn't a minor thing. If this happens, it's a crash in the world economy and millions of people will be dead, if not with civil war and starvation, eventually with nuclear war and chemical and biological weapons.
Right. Well, both the Nazis and Soviet Russia were run from New York City. Dr. Anthony Sutton, from the Hoover Institute, he wrote a book, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution and Wall Street and Hitler. And it shows that these same guys, in fact, members from Skull and Bones, were actually involved in what their agents did. All those people that thought communism was going to knock down all these robber barons and everybody get a fair piece of the pie, those people that put these dictators leaders in place were murdered and killed. That's why he, when Hitler turned on Russia, he, you know, they got so deep into the Soviet Union because he murdered so many of his generals that he feared, you know, might knock him out. And Hitler had the, you know, night of long knives, and there wasn't only one night. That was his whole regime. Anybody that was against him would die. And I think that's going on here right now. We're just not getting the reports. I think the calling for the coup is active, and we certainly see it on the broadcaster here locally, where they're being hit by Nextdoor, which is Mossad and CIA and NQTEL, and she's being hit by a local newspaper that was run by the communist Alan Weinstein, and of course funded locally. It always endorses Leon Panetta. You'd never guess that.
Oh yeah, right.
And all the little, you know, community foundation, which is, you know, over 50% funded by Packard. David Packard was a founding member of Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission. So this is all on the top coming down, and the poor people that, you know, have been sold socialism think that by electing socialists they're going to get rid of the robber barons, when they don't know the robber barons own this thing, and they're selling decreased expectations, and don't expect yourself to, you know, determine your life, don't expect yourself to make your own choices, don't expect yourself to be an individual. If you groupthink and identify with any of these, any group, whether it's Catholic, purpose-driven church, or anything else, that's where they want you, and that's...
Rick Warren, you're talking about Warren, the purpose-driven church up in Orange County, you mean?
Yeah, that's Rick Warren, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's got tens of thousands of churches that subscribe to his sermon philosophy, which apparently is fairly successful raising money compared to the old time, you know, amen, amen, and you're saved. And so they've got them, you know, kind of like a social network where you can date and meet people. And I, you know, I have no aversion to anybody's choice of religion, but this isn't their own choice. This has been imposed deliberately by a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, Rick Warren, and you can't be a member of that organization without knowing you want to destroy individualism and build a world government. There's
right.
No question that anybody with a mind that belongs to that organization is not for diminishing you as an individual. It's just plain and simple.
Isn't it? And the thing is that it's infiltrated in churches, it's infiltrated local government, federal government, United Nations. It's everywhere. That's why it's not an anomaly. This is standard operational procedure I call SOP. It's not an anomaly. It's not just one or two individuals over the last few years with Trump. It's been there for a long time, and now it's maturing, isn't it?
Right, and that's how they wanted the perpetual war, is to switch it to terrorism. And, of course, we had... Isn't it interesting that all the English companies, Australia and England, the United States, they all have, you know, these similar terrorist operations, and the same terminology is used by those multinationals that are playing this game. They're in power in those various countries in order to squeeze out the last remnants of individualism or individual thought. You know, you serve the state, you have to give up all your freedoms in order to, you know, isn't one life worth, you know, being frisked and searched and eye scanned and propagandized. If you save one life, isn't it worth giving all that up? And, you know, I mean, these guys are psychological warfare experts. A lot of this comes from Iron Mountain, especially the global warming deal. I mean, they specifically laid it out in there, and George Bundy was involved in that. Again, you're right on top of Skull and Bones. You got Paul Ryan, you know, sitting in the wings there, third to be president. That's why he hasn't resigned. They're going to do something awful, I think, between now and the election. I think you can almost count on it. Look how they're knocking down all his support. Dunker Hunter, you know, one of the first guys to support him in California and the Republicans from New York, and going after his foundations. These guys are wild and on their own.
I think they're also in a bit of a panic too, because they realize if Trump succeeds in 2018 and there's not a blue wave, but a red ripple. I think, I'm guessing, this is my calculation, we're going to see an increase of about 6 Republican GOP Senate seats and about 14 House seats in the Congress. If that happens, Trump is going to sweep through 2020 and it's going to completely clear the swamp. The swamp is the entire control structure of the Special Operations Division, these 16 agencies plus the SOP. It's literally the intel agencies, the media, Hollywood, the universities, the international agencies like the United Nations and many other in Europe and elsewhere. They're all working as one giant, you know, corrupt cabal, aren't they?
They are, and this won't be done at the head of the classroom. The people that are listening have to be part of this. They have to get together and cheat, talk across the aisle, talk to the person in the desk in front of them, get together, because the what's going on in front of them is so much of a facade. They cannot watch anymore. They have to participate if they intend to be free.
Right. So what's the solution? If we were going to, you know, get this information over to Donald Trump this hour, what would you sell Trump in order to do now, between now and, say, the next 75 days before the election or before 2020? What would you say?
Well, somehow he's got to get control of that Justice Department.
Be specific. What would you say?
The media monopolies need to be addressed. You don't have to censor them. You have to make sure they divest or other people can, you know, participate in it. And I think there are workarounds. I understand there's some of them that work. I just don't know enough about that field. Also, all those people receiving deep state information should be cut off, you know, like Leon Panetta. I mean, against him, and Panetta is free.
Does he have a security clearance?
In kind stuff.
Does he have a security clearance?
Oh, yeah. He's a former CIA and head of the Department of Defense.
He'd be a lot longer to listen than 9 people. I would say sanction the media, remove security clearances, people like Panetta and many others, start putting people into prison for attempted coups, including those people like Antifa. Get this Antifa bill through Congress. If you wear a mask and you threaten the president, you go to jail.
Or anybody else.
It's a no-brainer. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
A couple of real-time statements that are coming up on Trump's Twitter account. The Secretary of Pompeo looks forward to going to North Korea. This is 4 hours ago in the near future, after the trading relationships with China is resolved, because China is directly linked to this. People have to understand the only nations fighting against globalism are the United States, Russia, and China. Two of them are communist. And the populist America is being led also by a number of countries in Europe. Hungary, Austria, and Italy are the lead countries right now. But the fact is that the globalists are losing, and they're in a panic, aren't they? And they're going to use everything they can to impeach Trump and turn this back to the bubble banksters, I call it, where they have the bubble economy. We talked about in the last hour with Hartley Schlanger. They control the media. They control the universities. They control your education system of your kids that go to college now. It's a very dark system, isn't it?
Yeah, this has been percolating for centuries. We're not dealing with, you know, something that somebody just planned recently. I mean,
yeah, it's something that's happened since the secret orders.
And
since even the development of the Illuminati, which actually was invented within, I think, a week of the U.S. independence in 1776. People don't realize that's near the date of the actual inauguration of the Illuminati. Look at Skull and Bones. How many Skull and Bones presidents or corrupt high-level Masonic presidents have we had? They're part of the global elite.
I remember right? When I was a kid, they had a book of presidents, and I never knew what Unitarian was when I saw it. They had the religions of the various presidents, and there must have been six or seven Unitarians. And, of course,
right.
Unitarian Association, the head of it was Taft. I'm trying to think of his first name. William Howard Taft. He was the head of the association. Of course, he's Skull and Bones. His father was the founder, Alfonso Taft. And Alfonso Taft ended up being appointed by President Grant to the Department of War. And Grant also appointed him as ambassador to Russia. And I think that's where, you know, these Skull and Bones, they came from Germany. They don't think in terms of nations except to control and abolish them. So,
well, it looks very much like the Jolly Roger with the pirates, doesn't it? That symbol for the Skull and Bones.
Bones, exactly. That's what they are.
Yeah, they're pirates.
They're pirates. And life means nothing. It's
well, they actually swear an oath to the goddess of New or the goddess of destruction while they're half naked and masturbating in a coffin. And both George Bush Jr. as well as John Kerry actually swore the oath at the Skull and Bones Crypt, which is a Masonic organization swearing a Luciferic oath. People don't know this, do they?
No. And also, each one, after they've gone, they only induct 15 people a year. So
there
can only be about 800 or 900 alive at the most at any one time.
Right.
They're crucial, and they're key, and they're on top of the intelligence agencies. Boron trains the whole Justice Department, Interpol, and the rest of it. And Paul Ryan is, you know, related to him through his wife. So these guys are all interconnected, and you'll see that.
Right. And by the way, this is why, unless Trump gets advice from people like me and you and others like Lowell Ponte and Scott Adams, he's going to fail. He's going to fail to, for example, right now he's asked Mike Pompeo not to go to North Korea because he knows his real problem is China and Russia. His real problem is the fact that if he doesn't negotiate hard with these people, the same way he has to negotiate hard with the Federal Reserve that wants to raise the interest rates and then literally chop the economy. And the fact is we've got a banking crisis now. The corporate debt in this country is insane. And if the economy stalls like an airplane with an uplift, it's going to crash, isn't it?
It's a house of cards.
Yeah, and Trump knows this as a businessman.
Does, and I encourage anybody can do that. They, when they get their grandfather clock after they've been inducted and graduated, they get this big grandfather clock. And I've talked to Charlotte Ezrabet on this because her father and grandfather were members, and she's responsible for unveiling or ripping open, you know, this secret society connected with the Illuminati. And anyway, the clock that they keep, they set the time 5 minutes fast. It just means that they prepare. They're ahead of everybody else in being at the meeting or being prepared. We need to do the same things. We can't sit around and react to everything. You have to get together with a few people, figure out what you can do to keep Alex Jones on or your local conservative, whatever it is, or go after some of these churches that are preaching the globe baloney. You have to create a strategy and follow it through. This isn't going to happen by watching a puppet show. And people are, you know, on the front line risking their lives, and you have to get involved. And that will make the difference. You've got to, you know, intervene with the political science teachers of your colleges and high schools. And, you know, make a program. Make sure that different people that you select know about the Council on Foreign Relations and Trilat and Skull and Bones. Make it a project. Have fun with it. But if they don't do that, we're going to lose. It's up to the people listening, not the people watching.
Yeah, every time, if you go, for example,
fight.
I'm going to post up, for example, a link to Donald Trump's, Twitter account, which is a real Donald Trump. You know, at real Donald Trump. People need to understand that you need to not just watch these videos and so on, and the latest announcements by Donald. He's trying to fix it, but he's got a really monumental task on his hands. Is he going to with his current people? Well, I think part of his advisors are shielding him from the truth. I think part of his advisors basically are operating as globalists, and they're actually giving him bad advice. for example, when they decided to sanction
from somebody else, deep state.
Right. For example, when they sanctioned Russia with sanctions because they so-called poisoned a former Russian spy and his daughter, this is garbage. The same way as last year when Trump sent a bunch of very expensive Tomahawk missiles to Syria. And the same thing right now, they're not tightening the sanctions tight enough on Russia and China. We just posted up a video, which I sent over to Donald Trump yesterday, that we did, after Tuesday, or actually Wednesday, with John W. Spring, that showed very clearly that the solid-fuel rocket engines came from Rosatom in Moscow recently. And Trump, on the one hand, is figuring I can, you know, be kind of kind to Putin in Helsinki, or Xi, kind of, you can work something out because we have a good relationship. This isn't a developing relationship. He needs to be a lot tougher to these guys to get things working, because if Trump fixes things, it's going to take the globalists off his back, because he is working hard to actually start indicting a lot of these people. And there's up to 50,000 indictments that I know are pending. A lot of them are pedophiles or involved with all kinds of drug and sex rings. The globalists are a bunch of monsters, aren't they?
They are. It's Satan worship. You just look at their Bohemian Club and their cremation of care, or their falling into the coffin, skull and bones. How a Christian could ever support a Bush or a Kerry is beyond me. But they do it.
That's because they lie and say that they're Christians. You know, in America, even Satan's a Christian. Right? He knows about Jesus. In fact, he can probably quote scriptures than a Baptist pastor. The fact is, though, that in America, there's a lot of pseudo-Christians that believe in foolishness like the rapture, or believe that they can still have abortion and be calling themselves a Christian. They can't.
Well, I remember Crystal Cathedral down there had Arm and Hammer as one of their featured speakers down there, and you couldn't, you know, the person that took the belongings of slaughtered people throughout Russia, take them to New York and sell them on an auction, allow him to address the people. And in fact, the Venona paper shows that he was KGB through all of that time. And then you had Ronald Reagan, who was given a $1,000 plate dinner by Arm & Hammer in Century City. Reagan appoints William Casey to head the CIA, who was a partner of Arm & Hammer. And once Reagan's president, he gives favored contracts, no-bid contracts, to Occidental Oil, which is Arm & Hammer's outfit, to Libya, Communist China, and other things. The other thing people need to understand is that people that talk wonderful like Reagan give you chills about his patriotism. People lie. You have to look at their actions, not their talk, not their propaganda.
Yeah, in other words, Reagan wasn't a good guy.
Not at all. He was groomed. He was one of the best actors they've ever had.
Right.
Welch did an expose.
So when they try to do parallels with Reagan, parallels between Reagan and Trump are not valid at all, are they? Trump is the first businessman politician that actually is not a politician. In fact, he's acting as a businessman to run America as a business. And he's a patriot, and he's got a lot of opposition. Even the people around him are called the Kelly filter. And they don't want the real advice to get through to Trump, because if he falls through even on his own gut, like disconnecting from the Federal Reserve System, going ahead and building the wall, dealing directly with Russia and China really hard to get a deal, he'll get a deal. But he has to not play games like the previous presidents did, because they're playing toward globalism, aren't they?
Yeah, send them to conspiracynews-expose.org.
Repeat that again.
That's news-expose.org. And look, conspiracy 2018.
Right. News-expose.org. EXPOSE.org. Thank you. Let's do a quick simulcast read after the show today to do go to your videos, okay?
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888- 888- 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.